Hello and welcome to another episode of An Inspired Life, where we find success by embracing our divine essence, freedom, meaning, all those sorts of things. It's so good to have Renee here to talk to us about that. She is a beautiful friend of mine. We're actually in a mastermind together, and I know the insight that this woman has. She's an unorthodox and freakishly gifted visionary, and she guides people to transform their life and business so that they're living their legacy and the happiest and most fulfilled version of themselves. And what Renee is here to talk to us about today is the rising of the sleeping giant. It's going from challenges and abuse and being thrown against crap over and over again and finding joy in that and love and gifts that you can then share with the world. So thank you so much for coming on the show, Renee. It's so awesome to have you here.
Thank you, Kiara. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure and an honor to share the space.
All right. So Renee, I am excited to talk to you because I think you are an incredibly intuitive woman. So I'd love to know, Renee, can you tell us a bit about your story and how you got to where you are today?
Oh, wow. It's funny you ask that. Well, not really funny, because it's just divine. And when we trust, this is what happens. I actually just finished writing a post about birthing my business and what that kind of looked like. And for me in that, as I was just writing that, and I feel to share it now, is that it was just, I followed the breadcrumbs, and I've always had this desire to own my own business, but at the same time, just make a difference to the world. And my world looked really differently to what it looks like now. And now I know, kind of looking back, is that I had this level of expectation and belief, and everyone else did around me, that I was going to do this amazing thing, and what that looked like, I had no idea. But then along the way, as the violence crept into my life and the abuse crept into my life, I stopped believing. And so I guess my journey was really about tapping into that. And I don't like the word belief. I like believe. Better is to just tap into that state and that trusting that everything is absolutely okay as we are, and we never have to break or fix or replace or repair or rebuild anything, because all of this is just removing pieces of who we really are. And so I guess that has been my discovery in, I guess, what I'm doing. So how did I get to here right now? I really just trusted my intuition and I did what I felt was best, and I followed that desire and that intrigue, and I trusted that I am here for a reason. And what that reason is I don't really know right now, but I do know that as long as I show up, then everything is going to be okay. So
I love that. That is so cool. We talk a lot on this podcast about trusting the little guidance that you get along the way. So you might not know the full vision, but the little pieces that come along, totally agree. And you know what I loved the most about what you just said then?
What?
And I hope that the listeners get this as well.
Yeah.
It reminded me that I was the same when I was younger.
Yeah.
I grew up really like this little secret I had inside of me, that I knew I was here to make a difference. And so did kind of everyone else. I get that as well.
Yeah. And
as you grow up, one thing happens that you're not so good at, and you're used to being good at maybe everything else. Or something else happens over here where someone didn't like what you did and you feel ashamed of it. And these little things pile up.
Yeah.
And you're right, they're not the truth of us. They're those things that we pile on after the truth of us came into this world.
Yeah.
And they're the things that as adults now, with an awareness, once you become conscious and aware of them, you kind of start to remove the layers.
Yeah.
You don't, like, I didn't even realize that, Renee. Like, that's an insight for me. Yeah. So thank you for sharing.
Oh, you're welcome. It's just, I call it the rising of the sleeping giant, and it's absolutely inside all of us at all times. And for those who do feel like they've got this thing, this desire that they probably haven't spoken about, you know, for a really long time, or they're just beginning to, or they realize that, oh my goodness, I have always had this thing inside of me, is that often we're really pushed to the limits, and instead of being nurtured, you know, we're really traumatized or abused or beaten, or, you know, I always feel like these are our most powerful star seeds and light workers. And what it's showing us is just more of who we are.
Mm. Mm. Giving us challenges to be able to sort of look inside, because...
Yeah. To remember why we're here.
Yes, because I think when everything's rosy, I wrote an article once and I think I used the analogy of like walking along the sand on the beach. And as you do, you don't pay that much attention to the sand underneath your feet.
Yeah.
But when you step on something sharp, that's when you pay attention.
Yeah.
And so that's what I think we do, is like we go along and we're not paying attention to stuff. And then we step on something sharp, or we come across some kind of challenge or some abuse or people telling us we're not good enough or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's when we pay attention. But what if we paid attention even before that?
Exactly. That's right. And that's exactly what it is that pain demands attention. And but what if we just started to listen and deeply listen, you know, before the shit hits the fan? You know, when it's just a whisper, you know, if we can listen in that moment, then that is absolutely gold. And all of a sudden life is just seamless, because we're so self-aware. But what I've been feeling into lately is that self-aware, not from how we're feeling in our bodies, but from the space of, it's actually not about me, it's about what I'm sharing with the world, you know. And that is, no matter what you do for a living, no matter what you do in your life and business, whatever that looks like, it's coming from that space of, what am I sharing and what am I giving? Because it's actually really not about me, but in order for me to show up, I need to be the most whole, expansive, connected person that I can be.
It's self-love for the world, isn't it? Like, people think self-love is selfish, but it's about nurturing and honoring and listening to you so that you can show up and make a difference.
Yeah. And self-love, you know, it's really, yes, it's about, it's not, self-love is not actually about you. You know, it's self-love is, and I was writing this article the other day, and, you know, as much as self-love, and there's so many elements to self-love, you know, and I feel like it really does start with self-aware. And once you start being self-aware, but then it's a building block, and eventually we get to self-love. But when we get to self-love, we actually realize it's actually not even about us, because it is the most expansive, beautiful, raw, vulnerable, connected place where you're the universe, you know. So it's not even about self. I just feel like we're being conditioned, and our mind, you know, kind of says that it screams and it echoes that it's about us, but it's not. It's not about us.
Yeah, what if we recognized that we are the universe inside of us, and that everything is connected? So when we give ourselves love, we're giving the whole world love. Like, we're raising the consciousness of everyone around us, everyone that we love. That's a different approach to self-love.
Exactly. And that's something that I've been playing with a lot over the last, it's kind of been a building block. And it started with the little whispers that we were talking about. And you know what it was for me, Kiara, is it started with the whispers, right? It started with this feeling of, people talk about being an introvert and extrovert, And I started almost feeling a little bit frustrated by that. And I thought, wow, how limiting is that to be one thing or the other and to put these self-imposed boundaries on yourself where you actually feel like you can't connect or you can only connect with other people in a certain environment. And I actually started to feel real compassion and empathy for them. And then I started to question that and what that is actually doing. And then I actually, you know, and then it was like, wow. And we hear so much about feminine and masculine and everything else. And I thought, what if it's more than that? Because self-love is universal. And when the universe speaks through us, it's actually genderless. And when we create, we're genderless. And we don't have any labels yet. We've put all of these labels. And now we've put all of these spiritual labels on them that still causes us so much doubt and frustration. And what energy am I in? What energy should I be in? And did I just have a judgment thought, oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry. I take that back and I will now say this. And, you know, and we've training ourselves, we're just feeling the same frustration and the same anxiety almost, but it's in a more kind of sort of kind of loving way because it's got this spiritual umbrella over the top, you know. And I feel like we're better than that. And we have to see beyond now these labels that we're putting on ourselves.
So what do you suggest then, Renee? What have you been playing with?
I have been playing with just being self-aware and listening to my body. And for me, it's trusting and it's absolutely surrendering, that just unwavering dedication and the belief that I have in myself and in the universe. And when I feel at home, I feel the universe in me. And I feel myself in the universe. And that place, it's just isness. It's not a certain energy or it's not a particular label. It just is. And I don't care what that is, because I trust that the universe is giving me exactly what I need right now. And that's, I should be like, meditate, don't meditate, you know, eat meat, don't eat meat, you know, like just whatever it is, you know, our mind is constantly screaming about eat clean, like, you know, all this stuff that we constantly go, oh my goodness, I should do this, I shouldn't do this. Our soul never questions. It never doubts us. So what I've been playing with is like, what does my mind say? Now, what does my soul say? And the other day on Sunday, I wrote out this letter, and it was actually really raw and quite confronting. And it began with, you know, it's in the isness of now that I bleed, you know, and my mind was just screaming and I could feel it echoing throughout my body and my veins. But then when I stopped and I realized that it was like, you know, and it was coming from a good place, you know, it was coming from wanting to be the best version of myself. So I want the best for myself. I want to eat the best. I want to move my body in a way that feels good. And I don't want to be addicted to anything. But yet the truth is that I'm obsessed about a lot of things. You know, my soul, we're passionate, soulful, sensual beings who care. Our DNA is love. Of course we're going to be addicted and obsessed. And I was watching this video last night, and it was on the other end of addiction is connection. And when we connect on that soulful level, our soul never questions if this is the right option for us. It just is. And that's what I've been playing with. And I just realized this morning on my walk is that we talk about, you know, taking action and being focused and, you know, creating that and manifesting from that space. And what I realized, something that I know that I've been doing, is that I've been creating and manifesting using the law agenda and using my masculine and feminine energy to create. And I realized this morning that it was been coming from, I won't say the wrong place, because we are where we are, you know, and that will continue to reach the people who are at that frequency, and that's really cool. But if we can start to plant the seed, and for those who will get this, it will land. And whether it's now or whether it's in 3 months' time or 6 months' time, whenever that is, it will absolutely land. But in that action and in that, just for lack of a better word, hustle, it's, think about the frequency and the vibration of that. If you think about that, we're operating from a lower vibration. We need to raise the vibration first in order to then make that change. Instead of raising your vibration as you take the action, you can see how well, like, how the integrity of that, it isn't from that soulful place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it
this
does.
Is the first time I'm kind of saying it out loud, so if it doesn't make sense.
It does, yeah. Yeah. So you're talking about making sure you're in the right vibration before you take action. Like,
yeah.
I mean, whether you're in a business or not, most of the people who are listening want to make a difference.
Yeah.
I believe deep down they all do.
Yeah.
And so you're talking about when you're wanting to make that difference, not doing it from a place of, I'm going to take action because that's going to make the difference. It's, I'm going to be the vibration, and that's going to make the difference, and then I'll take action to support that.
Absolutely. And let the universe speak through you, you know. And so surrendering that, and I've just got shivers all over me now as you said that. So I know we're hitting that pulse, you know, is we're there, is because that is absolutely what it is. And making a difference can look like, you know, what that looks like to everybody is absolutely different, you know. At the end of the day, no matter what that looks like to you, it all comes down to a place of essentially joy, love, and inspiration.
Mm.
You know, if we could live and be those three things, I think that's a beautiful life. So whatever that is for them, you know, making that difference is absolutely about just raising that vibration before you take that action. Because otherwise, essentially, we're just scrambling, you know.
And I know that when I'm in a room with other people, my vibration alone can affect how they're feeling at the time. So if I'm feeling scattered and maybe at a lower vibration where I'm questioning myself, or maybe I'm angry or whatever it is, that affects other people and rubs off on them.
Yeah.
If I feel really good and really inspired, then people are drawn to me and they feel that as well.
Exactly.
I think action is so important, and in the last couple of weeks I've actually been able to take more action than usual.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic, but I didn't take it until I got really clear on the other stuff and my vibration was high enough.
Exactly.
To let that come through in an authentic, aligned, soulful way.
Exactly. And that's the difference, that you can feel it traveling through you when you're in absolute flow and alignment, because it just pours out of you. It's like you can't not do this. You know, and it's the stuff where you kind of read afterwards, or you look at it and go, wow, did I just do that? Like, that's really good.
I love that. I get that when I write. I'm like, wow, someone wrote this really well.
Exactly. That's right, because it just comes through you, and it's just such a liberating place, because there's no labels and there's no boundaries and there's no questions. It's just what is, you know, and that makes a really big difference to just how we feel, every single day.
I've done that with work as well. So, I mean, I'm blessed to be able to work from home. So work, home, you know, relationship, home, pug, puppy, home, work, all of that. It's all mixed in together. It's in the same location. And I have looked at like things that I'm like, oh, I'm meant to do only work in this space, and I'm meant to have certain work hours and stuff. Like, you know, I don't work like that. Like, I don't actually, and when I say work, I mean, I don't function like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes for me, work is going to take a walk in nature, and then I'm inspired, and then I can share that. I really resonate with your offering of going, let's get rid of the labels. Like, it doesn't have to be work or home. It doesn't have to be spiritual or not spiritual, or, you know, good or bad. It just can be what is.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. And when we listen to that, and you kind, and you know, when you kind of go, oh, I feel to do this, so I'll just do it. You know, like yesterday, it was early afternoon, and I went, no, I feel to go for a walk now. And I'm like, oh, I've kind of got this stuff to do. But I went and did a walk, I went for a walk anyway in nature, and it was absolutely beautiful. And then I'm having these downloads, and I went, oh, that's why I had to go for a walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To create the space for it to actually come through, you know. So we need to be clear and open vessels and actually hear that message as it comes through. But it can't come through if there's too much noise and our radio stations are on a different frequency.
Yeah, and we've got this wall up going, no, I can't hear that because this is what I'm doing right now. And, you know, I think sometimes that's helpful as well. Like in certain moments of my life, being like, this is what I'm doing right now has been helpful. But one particular like memory that I have that springs to mind is I was on a plane with one of my clients, and I was creating the 11 Steps to Sacred Business Success bridge model thing that I've got, this awesome freaking thing that I've got. And I got through about 5 or 6 steps, and I was just getting clarity around those some more. And I just, it was flowing out of me. It was incredible. And then it stopped, and I was like, no, you don't understand. I've just got, like, I've got more. There's 11 steps, and we haven't. I'm like, no, no, I'll listen. I'll listen, universe. So I paused and kind of just, like, I was feeling a bit drained and half-heartedly was speaking to my client at the time. Yeah. Ended up getting super inspired by what she said. Yeah. She started pouring out tears because I'd hit the nail on the head of, like, what she really wanted to do. It was, like, pouring out tears. I got out the camera. We recorded a video. And she had this, like, video to share with people that was so heartfelt.
Beautiful.
And on top of that, I listened to that. I got so inspired. I added stuff into the steps I'd already been working on. And then I was inspired to keep going.
Exactly. Exactly. That's right. And just that level of trust is something else. And so often we question that, you know. And I had the same with my 7-day discovery of truth that I was doing. And I was like, yep, okay, start on Monday, finish on Sunday. Fantastic. And then it come to, I think, Sunday, and I went, I don't think I'm doing it. I'm not, but I'm like, come on, it's 7 days. It needs to be done today. And then in the end, as you say, I just trusted. I went, okay, right, let's just let this go. And it was, I don't know, 2-3 days later or something. And it came to me, and I was gifted with this final day because I was like, the pressure, I'm like, it's 7 days. You need to wrap this baby up and it needs to be big. You know? And then I was feeling anything but this massive download on the Sunday. But then on the Tuesday or Wednesday, oh my goodness, what come through. It was beyond my expectations and just so much more. And it was a classic case of this or something better. But that this or something better can't happen until we actually trust and surrender that and allow that to actually come through. And you know, and that is a beautiful space. Easier said than done if you've got deadlines to adhere to and, you know, client obligations or whatever that looks like. But the more that we do that, the better outcome for everybody involved.
Mm.
So
I love that you said, you know, easier said than done, because the next thing I wanted to say was, and we're talking about this, you and I know, because we're learning it still. And yeah. We're doing it and we're doing it well, and then we have these great outcomes, and then we like slip again, and we like get caught up in our understanding or our expectations of what should be.
Absolutely.
And that is the part of my life that feels the ickiest. Like, it actually almost makes me want to cry. Like, I feel gross in that state of like, this is what should be.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when I get there and realize and release and surrender and allow what is, it has always proven to be more perfect than what
absolutely
going on before. Absolutely. Perfect maybe because it was perfect and it worked out to have a positive outcome, or perfect because it taught me something that I needed to learn.
Yeah.
You know how you talked before about when we realize that it's not actually about us and it's about contributing to everyone else?
Yeah.
I find that that's so helpful. Like, if you learn something that's painful for you, understanding how you can share that with somebody else that alleviates the pain that they might have to go through gives it purpose and meaning and allows you to find more gratitude in the moment. No matter what is going on, you're like, it's okay, I'm going to be able to share this.
Yeah.
And, you know, with my relationship road trip business, whenever my partner and I are fighting, I'm like, don't worry, babe, it's fine. Like, if he apologizes, I'm like, it's fine, babe, I'll just do a video about it later.
Yeah. Exactly.
There's always a benefit, isn't there?
There's always a benefit, and there's always a lesson every single time, you know. And that's I said to my partner, like, I had a couple of situations kind of yesterday, and I said to my partner last night, and I was like, I just feels like icky under my skin, like it was just this feeling of like, oh, I just wanted to shake it out. Like, it was just, oh. And that's exactly what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to recognize it and just shake it out. Like, do what you have to do. And what I realized in that moment is it's not about the mirror. It's about, what is this showing me about myself right now? It's about how we respond.
Mm-hmm.
That is the test. So the universe isn't showing us, wow, what is happening, you know, what is this reflecting in within me right now, and what is the lesson for me in that? The universe is saying, how can you respond? Mm. How can you respond in the most loving way? Because as soon as we react, then that does not benefit anybody, anybody at all. Now, again, this is easier said than done. Absolutely. You know, and I'm tried and tested every day with this, you know. And in life, it's kind of, you know, anyone can be the most expansive, universal, you know, divine soul in the comfort of their own home when no one else is around, right? The true test is when we interact and how we interact with other people. And for me, parenting is the most challenging element for me not to react.
Mm.
And often with our family members or our partners, that's the hardest time, because we are just ourselves, and we can kind of, you know, just without thinking, go back into, you know, kind of any old energy and just have this shift. But how we respond to them, and the more we're actually aware of that and respond in a more loving way, then the more we can actually raise that frequency and vibration of everything. So, you know, and that's something that, again, that I've been playing with and what that looks like. So rather than me serving from a place of, I think you should do this, to try and raise the vibration that way, it's like, no, let's raise the vibration together, you know, and then let's move through this.
Mm. Do you know, Renee, you really are the risen sleeping giant, aren't you? Like, you came from a background where you were physically abused, and now you're talking about, like, how can I just not be grumpy with my kids? Like, it's such a difference.
Oh, it's nuts. If you could, you would not even believe that what my life, if I describe my life how it was to how it is now, it's just, it's unbelievable. Like, it just, it leaves me with such love and such gratitude that, like, the violence and the abuse, the fear that I, that was a part of my life for so long, and I didn't believe in love. And so now I go, wow. You know, and you know what? And what really kind of freaks people out is to go, I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't change one beating. I would not take it away, because it's all a piece to the puzzle, and it's showing me more of who I am. And if I can find love in that moment, then that is absolutely, then that's something else.
And that experience has meant that you are so much more able to give love and bring love into your business and your family and to yourself and the world now.
Yeah, absolutely. And that anything's possible. Mm. Anything is possible, you know, no matter where you come from or what's happened or whatever thing, you know, for me, it was, no one's going to save you, Renee. No one is going to save you. No one can look into your eyes and see the pain and agony that you're feeling, because I was scared to stay, but I was scared to leave. Like, I felt like I wanted to run, but I felt like I had my feet concreted to the ground at the same time, you know, and that's tough. That's tough. And it's not an easy road, but you know what? Eventually, the more the pieces to the puzzle, I just realized that I'm perfect as I am, you know, and just it began with saying I deserve better, and there is love inside of me. And actually, when I look around, there's beautiful stuff all around me, no matter, it's what we're honed in on and what we're focusing on, you know. So, you know, what we see is what we become. What we surround ourselves with and by is what we become, you know. And so the more we change that perspective, then the more we can actually really begin to change our lives, you know. And so if the transformation starts with me, it can absolutely happen to anybody. And now, when we talk about the spiritual world and, or, you know, personal development, self-help, whatever that looks like, and people talk about our shadows and the gifts in the shadows, and, you know, like, they're relevant and there's absolutely gifts in that, but the biggest change for me is when I really ascended, is realizing that the more we look back, the more there's something else there. And so if we spend all of our time going, okay, let's go back, what was this in my past, I need to release, 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 the universe says, wow, she loves doing this, we will just throw more of this stuff on her. She loves releasing. What you focus on multiplies. And that is not, you know, and that is, that's just the way the world works. That's not spirituality. That's just fact. You know? So we choose, like, we are so powerful. Like, our manifesting skills are so powerful that what is our world telling us right now?
Yeah.
What is that saying to us? What is that saying about your level of thinking? You know, I wrote yesterday in this post, be very careful. You can focus on what's back there. You can focus on those shadows, or you can focus on what you want and who you want to be. And then you can feel that feeling, and you can create that vision and let your mind make the movie. And that is all we ever, have to do, and we need to think before we think before we think before we think.
I totally agree with you, Renee. I think that it's powerful to look back. When you haven't ever looked back, I think it's powerful to look back, realize what happens there, realize what you can learn from that you can share with other people.
Absolutely.
And in any moment, it's so powerful to accept what's going on for you in that moment.
Yeah.
The real power then comes from releasing that. Like, that's like already being created. What's happening right now was created in your past, and what's happened in your past is definitely in your past. But what happens in your future is all about how you choose, like what you choose to focus on in that moment. It's not your past. It's not your shadows. It's not what's happening right now. It's just what is, like, what you are focusing on to create.
Exactly.
I know one week I had an experience where I had two people that I was working with at the time, and they were just like not meeting deadlines, and I was getting kind of frustrated, although, you know, we just talked about deadlines and our expectation, right?
Yeah.
And instead of, you know, my initial response was to focus on what I didn't want. So I was like, you know, I don't like that they're not meeting deadlines. I feel like it's not like making me feel safe and like everything's going to happen on time, those sorts of things. I thought I was doing that from a pretty like not like angry space. Yeah. Like, actually assessing what I didn't like, which is fantastic. Then I shifted and I was like, okay, so what do I want? Like, let's like not focus on the disappointments here. Let's focus on what does it look like? What does it feel like to have people around you who get stuff done when they say that it gets done?
Yeah.
Those sorts of things. And that's the shift that means that you take control, because we have control. You're so right. Like, we are such powerful manifestors.
Yeah.
Like, even just in that moment talking about labels, the label of manifestor, like, or manifesting, it kind of seems a little silly, because it's like, it's what we are. Like, we're expanding beings that create our reality around us. Manifesting is like a part of what we do. It's everything.
Exactly. That's it. It's not a portion of who we are. It's not an extension of who we are. It is who we are.
Yes.
Full stop. You know, and that's, I met up with a client a few weeks ago, and it was a personal development client, you know, and she's like, I can't get the job. I'm in a job that I hate. I've got this degree, but I've got no experience. I can't get a job. And I just said to her, where you are now, this vibration, this frequency, you're never going to get a job.
Mm.
I said, you're never going to get the job you want from where you are right now. So what we did is I said, raise your vibration. All you ever have to do is raise your vibration. So in that, you know, I just gave her some really simple tools to raise your vibration. No joke, 1 week. 1 week later, she got her first job offer. And she got within this new qualification that she has, she got a job offer. And I think it's probably been about 4 weeks now. I seen her the other day and she went, I just got another contract. She's got 3 contracts now.
Wow. Wow is really appropriate. I know. That's the power.
Exactly. That's the power. And that is, sure, she can go on, I don't know, like seek.com, or she can go and be as proactive as much as she wants, and she can hustle as much as she wants, but it's not going to happen until she raises her vibration.
Mm.
And then she gets what she wants. Anybody, all of us.
Mm.
No one is exempt from this.
Mm. Do you know, did you go through the phase? I know, I think I did it quite a lot last year, where I would manifest, but I would be so focused on my manifesting that in that process, I was creating resistance.
Yeah.
Like, I would judge myself on my ability to think the right thoughts, and you know, I would like really like, oh, I have to sit down now and visualize for 20 minutes and blah, blah, blah. And it's like in the stuff that I didn't want as bad. And I was like, oh, that would be cool to get like a new pair of black boots. And then I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
Someone called me over. They're like, hey, do you want these like boots? I don't need them anymore. It's like, I'm not even kidding. It's so funny. I barely buy my own clothing. People give me clothing.
Oh, that's so awesome.
and the stuff I want to. But it's so, it's in the releasing of it, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's, and just releasing, but just surrendering and just trusting. Like, just, it's, and because so many, like, oh, me manifesting, okay, right, now I know you really have, surrender it.
I do that too sometimes.
You really surrender it? Do you really believe? Oh, that's not going to happen. Do you really believe? Oh, did you just ask yourself, did you just question yourself if you actually believe this enough? Like, the internal dialogue that goes on in your mind is absolutely, it's just crazy. It's mad.
It's why I want to do a video coming up to be released on how my journal is the best investment I've ever made in my business, because it allows me to let it all flow out without resistance, without judging. I just write and it's gone. So it doesn't kind of, like, it's just released. It's so much easier. Yeah, exactly. Letting it flow through. God.
Yeah. Like, the ability and the power in that is just to not let anything, you know, solidify. It's a beautiful, beautiful process, you know, and just, you know, it's just freeing. Like, it's just, it's absolute liberation, you know, and it's just that shift from, you know, it's, you know, we are where we are. And of course, there's been no mistakes, but I found myself in this spiritual illusion, and it felt like a prison, where I was judging myself if I had a judgment thought.
I did that too.
You know?
Yeah. Like, actually, I think you were the one, Renee, who helped me realize that I was on, like, a spiritual boot camp, because I would wake up and spend an hour and a half each morning doing this really stressful. And if I didn't do it, I set myself up for having a crap day, because it was my belief that it created.
Exactly.
And then when I realized that, I judged myself for having that. Like, so it was like, oh my God.
It's great, and that's what I mean. Like, it comes from the most beautiful place. It comes from wanting the absolute best for yourself. And so there's nothing wrong with that, but it's madness. And so that's what I mean. Like, I just go, you know, and so when I made my journal, the typesetter was designing the pages, she went, there's no place for a date. I went, no, there's no date. It's not bound by date, because if people don't write in my journal for a day or a week or 6 months, I don't want any guilt associated with that. You know, it's just, we have to let, this is exactly the barriers that I want to break down, you know, is that there's no guilt, because our soul would never allow us. If our soul just does, it doesn't even operate on that frequency. Our souls don't know guilt, frustration, you know, shame, you know, all of these things that we feel, our soul doesn't. Our soul would never, ever, it wouldn't even come into their, it's not even on their radar. They don't even know that feeling.
Which is why it feels so icky when we're in those spaces, isn't
it?
Like, kind of like you just want to get it out, because it just doesn't feel like us. Yeah. It isn't us.
No, it's not us. It's not us. But yet our mind is absolutely, it's so powerful. But when we train it to become our ally, it's something else. And for me, I realized that when you activate the sacred heart and you activate the sacred womb and you bring those to life, you activate the sacred mind. And the sacred mind is absolutely different to your brain.
Tell us about that.
That is, the brain is the chatter, right? The brain is the chatter and the noise, and any feeling that makes you feel, you know, icky. It makes you feel anger or frustration or that sense of scarcity or urgency. You know, and any of those feelings, and this is, you know, in even in the self-development world and the business world, how many people on stage actually, their intention is to create urgency and scarcity. Every business's entire models are built off this. Activating fear, take them towards pain to get them towards pleasure, push towards pull. You know, and so, but that is not our soul talking. That is not our soul intention, and that is not our true purpose or our identity. So anything that activates those feelings within us, we need to walk away, we need to change, you know, switch the browser, we need to change the channel, whatever that looks like. That's what we need to do, because that is not what our soul, that's our soul screaming. When our soul wants attention, it will get it. And that is those feelings. Because on the other side of anger is passion. They're the same thing. They're just a different frequency, a different intention. We just need to flick that switch. You know?
Yes.
And the more we just tap into that feeling and go, well, no. I don't operate from scarcity, from urgency. And if we're talking in the business realm and concept, is that for me, and you would feel the same, I know, is that how, and then creating that, and then they buy the product or the coaching program or whatever that is, right, is that foundation. That connection is built on scarcity and urgency. Now, what they're not, for me personally, I go, that is not the foundation that I want to connect with someone on. I want to connect with someone on joy and happiness and transformation and a trust and a belief in them. That I know that I can activate something inside of them and they can transform who they are.
Yeah.
You know? And that is something that now I go, that's just me, and that's just innate in what I, you know, what I want to bring to the table and making that decision. So if we can activate anything, even, you know, in anything, anyone listening to this interview, is that listen to that. Listen to that feeling of when you buy a product, when you're talking to someone, when you're, you know, whatever, wherever you are, whoever you're with, start to notice what your soul is telling you.
You know, I think that's important for every moment. Like, don't mind, you know, screw yourself over in the mind doing it. But just bring your attention to that feeling. Like, when I talk to this person, how do I feel? When I do this activity, or when I, you know, like, I don't like vacuuming. It makes me feel really like, ugh, like everything gets in the way.
Yeah.
Hanging the washing out makes me feel good. Like, it's just like, it's a thing that makes me feel lovely inside. Listen to even the way you feel when you do the chores. Can you swap? Could someone else in the family do that chore
that
makes you feel icky, and you do the one that makes them feel icky?
Exactly.
And
that's right. Or on the flip side of that is we can choose how we respond. How can I bring love and joy to this? You know? So just try and changing, you know, change it up. So bless whatever arises, you know, so when you feel it and you acknowledge it, just feel love in that moment, you know. And if I give love to myself and I try and, you know, then give it out from this, you know, infinite cosmic heart, and that universal space, that I just go, if I choose how I respond, then everything is always okay. You know, because I will always respond in a way that feels good for me. You know?
Do you know what? I just sat there for a second and thought, God, you've talked about love so much. And I just want to go back to, Renee, I find you so inspiring, and all of the listeners, like, Renee literally went through a childhood where she didn't know love existed. And now she's spreading love in everything that she does. Like, there is a gift in everything. There is the opportunity to choose in any moment.
Yeah.
And there is so much love in the world if you choose that.
Choose that and be that. Allow yourself to feel that. And you know what? Sometimes it's scary to feel love because you're surrendering that control.
Mm-hmm. When something loves you, it can hurt you.
Yeah, exactly. So it's you absolutely raw and exposed and, you know, and vulnerable.
Mm.
But, oh, my goodness, when you do, like, it's just the most beautiful place that exists, you know. It's just, you know, I was thinking the other day, and Chris, my partner, he changed his profile picture, and I always say, I'm like, you're so succulent, and he changed his profile picture, and I said, I could just eat you, and I just thought, I had let myself just ponder for a moment, and I thought, it's 17 years. You know, we've been together for, well, 17 and a half years now. And I go, that's so cool.
Mm.
You know, like I go, that is so cool that it's been 17 and a half years. Like, A, am I really that old? And 17 and a half years, like, wow, that's crazy. But to feel that love,
yeah,
you know, is absolutely a beautiful place. But you can't get there until you remove the barriers and you give up that control and just trust that it is the most beautiful destination, because it just, it's what is.
Mm. And, you know, usually when I do interviews, I'm like, okay, so do you have like tips on how to do that? And I've refrained because A, I thought you would just say, trust your intuition, but B, I want that for this particular interview. Yeah. I want everyone who's listening to hear it and put this into practice in their own way that feels good for them.
Exactly. That's right. There's no one way. There's no right way. There's no wrong way. It's just what's right, and trusting that, you know, because it's just that trusting yourself, and, you know, what works for us won't work for everybody. And, you know, absolutely, there's things that we do, you know, there's things that I do. But, you know, I change it up as well.
Might work for you for 2 weeks and then it doesn't work after. You've got to switch it up.
Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And just removing that judgment that, you know, oh, I had a piece of toast this morning. Like, oh, carbs. I didn't really have a piece of toast this morning. But
I had ice cream for breakfast yesterday. I'm in launch mode, so anything that will keep me focused, I'll take it.
And that's it. And but just how liberating is it to just go, I will just, if it gives you joy in that moment, your soul is going, I am absolutely jiggy with that, sister.
Absolutely. You
know, whatever that is.
Yeah, that's like we talked about this overwhelm in our mind of like this and this and this and this and all of the judgment. And when that comes up, I sometimes can't even quiet my mind in that.
Yeah.
So instead, what I've been choosing to do lately is go, okay, what would be fun now? And then, like, did you see, you if you're listening on the podcast, you can't see, but my face kind of fell back and I just relaxed. And it's a sense of relief. Like, what would be fun? That's like, kids, they don't care about how to pay the bills and stuff. I get that we have to figure that out when we're older. But our essence, the stuff that comes up in the truth of us when we're kids, is just fun.
Exactly. Absolutely. That's right. And that's when I, you know, the sleeping giant, I love that, because the definition of the sleeping child is the activation of unseen or unrecognized gifts.
Ooh.
That's the definition, and that may not be word for word, but it's something like that. But that's the definition of it, right? And that's what I mean. And I realized that in, you know, one of my, you know, whatever that was, downloads or, you know, realizations, is that it's a child. That sleeping giant is a child, and that child wants to dream. That child believes in magic. That child wants to have fun. That child wants to explore, and that child believes in us and everything that we do and everything that we want to create. And as soon as we activate and awaken that sleeping giant, that little child, then everything changes. And we can move with that child, you know, and you can be childish or childlike, and they're two very different things, you know. But the activation of that sleeping giant is absolutely in all of us, and we all have these innate gifts, you know.
Yes, yes. And if people want to connect with you to find out how you can help them to share their innate gifts and, yeah. and to create a business out of it, can you tell them how they can find you and about your Wave of Truth stuff as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So my website is reneemain.com.au. And you can, if the 7-day discovery is really a beautiful process. Actually, the day one, you gave me those questions, Kiara. So it was that. So that is the first question. And it's the most beautiful divine process I can honestly say I've ever been on. And, you know, I did it, and I can honestly say my life, how I felt about myself and my life, I felt so different. Like, I felt just, words just can't even describe it. I actually, one person, I sent out a message to my database saying who did it. And I said, can you tell me how you felt at the end of it, you know? And one girl, she put back, she just typed back going, there's only two words that I can use, and that's effing awesome.
Good.
It, because it's kind of, there's no words that can really describe except effing awesome that just, you know, that describe it the way I seen people afterwards, and people are going, you look different. Like, have you been on a holiday, or have you lost weight, or have you like had work done? People are asking because I physically look different, but it was purely how I felt on the inside.
Because you did the 7 days of discovery.
Because I did the 7 days of the discovery of, what is it, the 7 days of discovery to your truth. And and it's free. It's a beautiful process. But that is the beginning of the unfolding of everything else, no matter whether it's in life or in business.
Awesome. Because I guess if we're talking about the rising of the sleeping giant to discover that giant within you, this is a beautiful process. And Renee Main, I just want everyone listening to know, Renee is R-E-N-E-E, Main is M-A-Y-N-E, .com, is it, Renee?
.com.au.
.com.au, beautiful. Thank you so much, Renee. I have loved our beautiful feminine flowing chat of all things rising, the rising of the sleeping giant. Absolutely loved it. Thank you, Renee.
My pleasure, gorgeous.
Bye.